with the Inyana of Mezuzah, just in conjunction with yesterday's shiur, I found that some of my questions that I made reference to from already found elsewhere. For example, that a question against the Chayyadim, Chayyadim Pasim, someone's putting up a Mezuzah Lefisha, he doesn't need nails. And we hope to that end up with a Tzarech Iyun. The truth is, I want to talk about it on both ends. The question is really on an earlier source, and the question was raised by an earlier source. What do you mean by that? It's not the Chayyadim's fault, it's the Shach's fault. The Shach. So the Reish Pei says, see if Cotton Zion, the Machaber requires Masmerim, and not the Shal, if he sure ain't so the Kvarim of Masmerim, can Cotton Zion back me, I Yerushalmi. This is, I don't think this is accurate. From the back part of the Yerushalmi is in a right, almost in the opposite direction. But the Yerushalmi seem to say that the only time this trick works is by Munbaz, or this kind of Pumus, warriors, who are going from place to place, or Mikra, then Potter, and Mezuzah, and Zagarme. As a Zechel and Mezuzah, they did this. So for that, enough to have, you know, in Masmeir. But on the, if anything, the Yerushalmi is right in the opposite direction. And the question, that's one point. Don't blame the Chayyadim. Shach. And number two, and the Shach is even more difficult, because he could have Ken Kazav Abach Mea Yerushalmi. In other words, the Bach himself, whatever. And the question was raised not only by the Chaseva Chovas Adar, which is a contemporary, was already raised by the Orach HaShulchan. He already asked the same question. Orach HaShulchan asked this question in Beferish, in Tzif Tazayin, doesn't understand the Shach, and so that remains with the Kasha. Fine. Yesterday we mentioned three Pshatim in Tzlo B'Makal. There's a fourth chart. And the fourth chart is I saw in the Sefer Pischei She'orim. He quotes it from the Sefer called the Darkei Noam. It's the Pischei Shiva quote. And he says the Tzlo B'Makal means it's hanging from the Mashkel. From the Mashkel it's hanging. What led the Darkei Noam to this Traveh? Simple. Because the Gemara says Sakana Vein B'Mitzvah. According to the first three Pshatim, it's not so clear what the Sakana is. Well, let's say Sakana means that you're not, you know, you have no mitzvah, and then Mazikim will get you. But if it's an independent Sakana, which some Rishon suggests, we don't quite see what the Sakana is, if the mezuzah, the thumbtack on the bottom would come off, the big Sakana. So maybe if it's the Makel, the other Pshat, the Makel is not affixed to the side, it may fall down. Okay, a little Sakana. And the Pshat of the Piskei Rid, okay, maybe a Sakana, you walk right into an existing post. People have not been known to do it, to walk into a tree. But the Darkei Noam shot is that you're walking, there's nothing there. From the top, it's bandaged in the head. So that it would be best in terms of what the Sakana is. That's what it means. That's a Chiddush Gadol Ma'od, not the Pashup Shah. Incidentally, the Dinat Tzlov HaMakal is not found in Shulchan Aruch, which you may have noticed. Not found. So somebody quotes his Az Kedoshim, I think, asked the Kasha, and says, Shulchan Aruch relied on the fact of Tzlov HaMasmeir, of Kvav HaMasmeir. In other words, you learned, the Mechava learned the Pshat. This is the simplest Pshat. The Pshat which we attributed to the Torah and the Bach. It was simply suspended, not attached properly to the side post. And therefore the fact that he mentioned, you have to nail it in. It automatically means that Tzlov HaMakal, not nailed in, is post. Adkan, what I wanted to discuss, related to yesterday, issue directly. Now, some people had a hand up, I'll take a question now. For the answer to that. Go. Yes. One of them says, actually a full post. The Makel goes, the Makel is the post going straight to down the middle of the opening. He knows the Makel means the Mashko. Right, you have a Makel going down to the floor in the middle. No, there's no floor nowhere. The doors are just from the top. It's hanging out from the top. Different shot. Yes. Why didn't he? I think it's a Das Social. I looked, I couldn't find it. Somebody quoted somebody saying he left it out because he relied on the fact that he mentioned that you have to have nails. As he does mention nails, it automatically is going to eliminate the possibility of Tzlov HaMakal. Remember, in the Talmud Bavli, you don't find nails, right? You have to go to base on Yerushalmi. There's no there is no nails on the town of Babel. But you have to love a makel. But in the Shulchan Aruch, who has nails, you don't need to love a makel. That's what somebody suggests. I don't remember exactly who and where that can be found. Okay. Let's now go to the Pesachei Teshuva, which is a remarkable din in the name of the Groh. It's so remarkable that it's unbelievable and incredible, and there are people who deny that he ever said it. Wouldn't be the first or last thing that's denied that the Groh allegedly, supposedly said. You bet it's a tzarachin. You can't have something around the parchment. That's incredible. That's incredible. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yutek is Lahadam, the Vilna Gaon never said it. He takes a Christ, the Gaon never said it. The Chazon Ish, as quoted by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is exactly the same thing. In Ost Nun Vav, quotes of Chazon Ish, I don't believe the Gaon ever said it. Doesn't make sense. He never said it. If he said it, what's wrong with it? The Chora is against the Gemara. The Gemara Bava Matir talks about a goof to the Kanya, we mentioned yesterday. It's a kind of a shvofera, it's a tube. You put them in Pash, put them in the tube, and the tube is affixed to the side post. No. So, why isn't the tube a chatitza? Teres is a dozen of chatitza. That's what the Mepharshim asked. So I saw this in the Mikvash Ma'at, in the Bible of the Daf Kedoshim, he said, well, maybe no. Maybe we should consider the tube, which is nailed into the side post, to be part of the side post itself. So it wants to knock off the proof. In other words, whatever's nailed, because it's an expression in America, whatever's, they take it, it's not nailed down, yeah? Whatever's nailed down, it's part of the house. So the goof is the kind that can be nailed down. It's part of the house, not a chatitza. But the paper or plastic or whatever we use to wrap our mezuzahs in is not nailed down, and therefore it's considered a chatitza. That's a possibility. I saw in Rav Chaim Kanievsky has in his sefer, he says it's a shvachat d'chiyah based upon the Tosfos on Aflamet Gimel, who quotes the Tosefta, Kalim, of all places. Tosefta and Kalim. Quoted the last medium-sized line of the Tosfos, the big Tosfos in Lamed Gimel, the Ramat Zalha. Hanev Tosefta to Kalim. Shofera shechatocha v'nosn bos ha-mezuzah v'chakak nosn v'kosel Tumeya. Nosn v'kosel v'chakak nosn v'mezuzah Tumeya. Oh, we're not looking for Tumah now. But what emerges from the Tosefta is that you can do it in one of two directions. One of two orders, I should say. You can first put the mezuzah in the tube and then affix the tube. You can first affix the tube and then put the mezuzah inside. So Rav Chaim holds, he thinks, in the sefer, for those who came born here yesterday, the sefer is called the Septa Mezuzah, which is found at the back of the Gemara Avodah Zarah, with a parish called Parshas. Excuse me. Parshas Sedura. By Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And he has everything. He's a Patias Bakol Mitzvah Tatar. So he thinks it's hard to argue with the key is as far as you can argue with. Okay. But he has a svara, he thinks like this. And I can hear the svara, though I can see the other side of the story as well. He says like this. If you put the tube in first and then put the mezuzah in afterwards, Mela. You can say the tube is part of the wall. If you put the mezuzah into the tube and then you attach it to the wall, he doesn't think that this kind of throw the Midrash Rabbah should work in that kind of situation. That's what he said. That's what he said. Here's it, one second. He does have a different, an interesting story. He wants to make a suggestion that shofaris is not a chatzitza for a different reason. Let's say the shofaris could be made from wood and the wall is wood. Shofar is an extension of the wall, part of the wall, as opposed to the paper, the plastic, the whatever's wrapping the parchment around the mezuzah, would be a chatzitza. And he goes to the question of something. Kalim is talking about wood, is it talking about leather, and he has a bakiyas with a Rambam, with a whatever. Kedar. But enough said. I don't know why the Gra probably never said it, but we shouldn't spend too much time on it. The minhag is almost certainly against the Gra. If you know anybody holds like the Gra, Lamaisa, the question is, what does the Gra say? You can't wrap it. What about air? According to the Gra, must have actually touched the wall? Or just not wrapping in any plastic, but it could be a little bit away from the wall, you know. You put something on the outside, it's leaning this way, leaning four ways, you know. So we don't know, but I did see the Tehillat Pesach Shorin, who discusses whether the air is considered a chatitza. Some very nice pictures. Oh, beautiful pictures. The artists, they're so from the art of draw. So here he has, I'll show you some pictures. Bottom line, he passes that air is not a chatitza. I've actually seen this, you probably can't see it from where you are. Look it up later. Either picture pay test or picture study test. I've seen this pay test story. They have along the door, you have two things jutting out, one on the bottom and one on top. It's a beautiful mezuzah with a see-through plastic or glass, but you could put a little very thin piece, if you wish, between the glass and the wall. You must have seen these things. It's a very beautiful thing. It's a beautifully encased in glass or plastic or something or whatever it is, and it's attached by a piece on the bottom and a piece on top with a tube. Never seen this thing? With a tube. But a little bit of air between the, it has to be, a little bit of air between the tube and the wall. That's his picture. I guess they must sell them. So, they say it's mutter. Air is not a chatitza. And the tube is also not a chatitza because the tube is, by the way, they throw on the straw, I mentioned before. Kol to the shmirei nechotei. You have it elsewhere. It helps preserve the mezuzah. So it's shmirei. By definition, not a chatitza. In any event, we assume the cooler, the air is not a chatitza, and the tube is not a chatitza, and the plastic is not a chatitza. This is not chatitza at all. We hold this mutter, and that's the bottom line. Okay, I'm ready to start the new sugya. The new sugya is simply the next word in the Gemara. Every line is a sugya here. The sugya is, we said yesterday, tla b'maka psula. Tla b'maka. The next word is shenicha achar adelet. What does it mean, shenicha achar adelet? What do the words mean? And in learning this Gemara, I'd like to learn a few, if you don't mind, another Gemara, the next line. Mitzvah la'anicha b'soch halalos ha'petach. That's all. That's all we have to learn for the foreseeable future. Achar e'adalas is sakon avei b'mitzvah, and mitzvah la'anicha b'soch halalos ha'petach. Okay? Everybody with me? You know what the Gemara meant the words mean? Well, we'll try our best. I'm not sure what the words mean. It's an important Mukha Yosef. So I asked you to see. Mukha Yosef says, Achar Adelos means what? Chutz le mezuzah tashar. Outside the, what we call the halal. Shrek, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in a sefer, and I have to go get you later. So, Yavar Hashem and mezuzah over here. Here's the halal. Right? So when you talk about Achore Hagele, right? So Achore Hagele, here's the door. So behind the door, the little wheel is going to mean here. Well, I'll just keep the wood or this jacket is hanging. This is where we're going to be. We need somewhere behind, not within the space of the door itself. Okay? So, mind the next year, why is it only a store of Horeh Adelis within this side? There should be nobody in it on this side. You cannot see. It's the equivalent of this. That's behind it. But also should be no good. Why? Because it's not, because it's not allowed. You understand the question? Achore Adelis is no good and you need to talk about Halal. So the book of Yosef says Achore Adelis means it's not in the Halal, it's over here.
behind the door. Rek the Chaim, that is why it's behind the door, so it's in front of the door, would be good. So Chaim has the Kasha. What do you mean? Behind the door, in front of the door, before the time is the rabbit, the door is no good. Therefore, Chaim wants to make a suggestion, which is impossible to deliver. The Chaim did say, did it? What is that out of the halal? The puzzle that's no good. But there's another thing about Mori Adelis behind the door. This is behind the door. Both the business, you know, this is an exception that opens out. Well, let's actually leave it open in. That's just part of the imagination. Imagine this door would open in like this way. Can you use your imagination? That's all. Yeah, that's all. That's a good answer. Okay. You have all kinds of doors over here. Well, it's good. Well, perfect. You have offices in a beautiful mezuzah here. What if I put the mezuzah instead of here? Put it here. Now, this is a halal, right? Still would be no good, but it's a Mori Adelis. Wow. What about a poker? That's a huge difference. This would be no good. That would gotta be good, this would all, but now all bets are off. It's hard to say that would be no good, but this would be no good. I'm not going to care what he would say in that kind of case. Here would be no good, he suggests. As opposed to the state of the Yadak Parana, he said it's certainly good. Someone thought that the draft should be no good. Arshad Tzadura, he claimed that perhaps it should be no good. That's his shot. And Akharadel is a noob shot. A noob shot. Now. As a proof to this, remember, he's writing a sefer on this Masechta Mezuzah. And Masechta Mezuzah, it says, let's careful to the words of Masechta Mezuzah. Again, it's an early source. It says as follows. Tala Achar HaDeles, Achar HaMezuzah, of Yudaposa. Yeah? Achar HaDeles, it was shot. Or Achar HaMezuzah. Shvei Dinim. Achar HaMezuzah means it's not even in the Halal. That's way out. But Achar HaDeles means... So what? Even if it's in the Halal, behind the door. It's kind of a zoo, Vei Tzorach Lo Mazoo, kind of a rendition. That's what he suggests. Wow. Chiddush Nifl. And again, in somewhat, I don't know where I saw it. They talk about what happens if the door opens out. This is from Oz Nun Zion. I forgot if he discusses it here, what happens if the door opens out, or if some of the other poskim who quote this, Chumrah, discuss that issue. I just don't remember. If someone finds it, let me know where it says, so we can maybe have to shouldn't have to adjust this mezuzah. You know, I shouldn't have any problems. It should be kosher l'chol hadeis. Okay. Good. Now, the Rambam says in Perek Hey, in Hilchos Mezuzah, Halacha Ches, the Rambam? Yeah. Achar HaDeles? Right. That's correct. This day is certainly not a Shulchan Aruch. Certainly not a Shulchan Aruch. Absolutely not a Shulchan Aruch. I didn't mean to say it was. But you know, he says it's a... No, he's not saying we pass him that everyone holds this way. Somebody holds this way. Look at the Bugyot is clearly against it. He says that the Mishapta Mezuzah holds that way. And he's bothered by the problem if it means within the outside.
it's also no good. The cash is the cash. You can't just knock a back. You have to deal with it. The Rambam writes in Perakel of Achaz as follows. Hinicha achari adelet lo osa klum. Now, if I ask you, what do you mean lo osa klum? What does that mean? Now, what does that mean? Absolutely possible. No, that's what I would say. Lo osa klum. Keep it in mind. Lo osa klum. Didn't say possible. He said lo osa klum. But, I mean, if you ask any, I think, great thinking person, lo osa klum means garnished. It's almost worse than possible. Lo osa klum and do anything. But, just be patient. That's what the Rambam said. Why am I mentioning this? Because in the tour, it sounds as if all of these Gemaras, all these cases that we have in this whole sugya, are only the chatchila. But the yavid, everything goes. Simon Reish paid pet. I'll read you the lashon of the tour. Tells you where you put it, the mezuzah. He said it has to be on the right side, has to be in the top third. We'll get to that later. Your lashon? Ein ze mitzvosa. Nira, Shem Shina Ve'elo HaMekobot, Eino Ma'akev, Rak Shetia B'tzara Yamin. For a tzad small is no good. So on the right side, even if it's Achori HaDeles, sounds like it's saying it referred to everything before, all these things are not Ma'akev. Where do you get it from? So the Beis Yosef says, where do you get it from? So it says, Lashon Mitzvah. Mitzvah l'anicha b'tochal ala shal petach. So it's not ma'akev. It's only mitzvah. That you may have noticed that to you. It's not a mitzvah. Okay? Mitzvah l'anicha b'tevach samuch v'shut ram. We'll get to that later. It's only a mitzvah. Mitzvah l'anicha b'tishchil ha-shlish elyon. It's only a mitzvah. M'shina lo pasal. Oh, but that's the fourth thing. That's the nicha chori adalat. There doesn't the more than say. Mitzvah shalo l'anicha chori adalat. Where we could have said it's just a mitzvah of chatzchila. What did the Gemara say? Sakon of Eim HaMitzvah. No, what does that mean? Zog Beis Yosef. V'chein bihinicha achorei hadelet she'omru Eim BaMitzvah hainu lomar lokiei mitzvah min ha-muvchor aval mikomokom she'erhi yimloken hav lelemeim ha-psula. Ad kan, the Beis Yosef saying shot in the tour. Yes. That's a very big problem. We're going to come to that. It's a very serious problem. Then he goes to Rambam disagrees. And Elokim it's a cloud. It's nothing with nothing. It's economy. It's not. It gets a in the post. When the Mechaber does not seem to be so happy with the Torah's stock, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to be machlokes the Mechaber and the Ramo. On this very issue, let's open up for a minute. Those who have a Shulchan Aruch, where this is quoted. Eid, Sif Beis, Eid, the Umokim Kriyasa, the Sol Chalal Shal Pesach, the Tefach HaSamach Luchut. Says the Ramo, Vim Shino Eino Ma'akev. We'll come to that line a little bit later. So, unclear precisely what the Mechaber was going on. The Mechaber said, the Tochalo Shal Petach, and then the machine in the Ma'akev, Uvachi Anichene B'Mezuzah Atzvah. We don't know those last four words, what they mean or where they come from exactly. Not so clear. But there seems to be some kind of dispute between the Mechaber and the Ramo in this regard. Now, it's interesting. You have an expression in the Gemara, Sakana ve'ein bo mitzvah, okay? And we saw already the Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, what does it mean? Is it Sakana, you got to bang your head? Or is it Sakana, if there's no mitzvah, and if you have no shmir and amazik? Right? It's a Machlokas that we saw. And remember, the Gemara said, Tlova Makot Tzula, So the simple pshat, plov and makal, if that's psula, this is psula, but the shakana shemba mitzvah has to mean psula. Contrary to what the base sentence is that we just said. That's his question. All the base doesn't do with the Gemara. The Gemara is Klava Makel, Sula. The next one, Klava Makel, Sakana Vema Mitzvah. It's a simple equation. You see, it means it's possible to even get the evidence. So it's a big kasha. So, if you look in the Mordechai for a minute, just turn please to the back. Page 14 in the very back. It's column 2, about 7 lines from the bottom. That's Shom. Inicha achar achore adela sakona vema mitzvah. Pirish hakuntris she'en abayis mishtamer v'nei amazikin. The kosh of the Rabbeinu Tam, the imkay psul and amihavi. The only time there's no shmir from Mazikim is that the mezuzah is absolutely possible. No, so what's wrong? So it's possible. It's not possible. The presumed the Mordechai is like the Beis Yosef. That the expression of sakana v'ema mitzvah implies that sakana not possible to the heaven. That's why he doesn't like the pshat of sakana means there's no shmir from the Mazikim. He says, Shema Yehorek Shemetokshu Meter Etzlo, whatever, he's going to bang his head, Muslim, Muslim, whatever it means, it's a different shot. So the Iker Yisrael of the Beis Yosef, the Chorez, Mureli Mavur, and the Mordechai. Not a Beis Yosef of ours. The promise is against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. This Kasha is raised by the Chai Odom. In Nishmas Odom, he asked this Kasha. He doesn't understand. The Gemara is against the Mefurish Gemara. Klal Tezvov, Sifkot and Aleph. He doesn't understand. Sarachi and Gadol, he says. The new paragraph. Oh, Sarachi and Gadol. Eich Asher, Lama, the chair of the Hover, Hedjek, Tisa, Bebrais, and Menachos, Lama, Vez, Klob, and Makalo, and Yichachari, Adela, Sakon, and Mitzvah, and the Abish the Beis Yosef supposed to tour as the mitzvah and a mufkar can't be. Shere Tlob and Makal Kosev a tour gan in the postul. And it's all the same breath, the same brisa. You know what his answer is? There's a different gears. Maybe Rav Yosef Kara made a mistake. Maybe he can live with it. But the Mordechai made a mistake. What's the Mordechai? How can the Mordechai make a mistake? There must be a different gears. Rambam had a different girsa. Because Rambam's girsa was Plob and Makal Psula Nisan Achori Adelas Lo Asa Klum V'yadua the Rambam Matik Lashna Gemara. So if his girsa was our girsa, he shouldn't have split it into two. Should have been one. They're a different girsa. No, not. But Rambam's girsa Lo Asa Klum is his puzzle. And the Mordechai had a girsa, whatever, how Yulam Shadna girsa. Whether it's actually kosher. But there must be some different gears in some way or other. So I said, Nishma Sodom, Sifkot and Aleph, Dibra Maskel of the Oud. Look it up. Orach HaShulchan goes as far as to say, incredible. But it's kosher even according to the Rambam. This is in Simon Reish Petas if you'd give another chashuva. Ad Rabba, with lo kosev al achari adelas noshem psula, mashma the aims of psul gomer, elish lo osta ha mitzvah karoi. What do Rabbi say? Lo asa klum, he didn't do it as v'tikaroi. I don't know, I wouldn't learn that pshat if I asked you before what you thought about it. No one said this Aruch HaShulchan's words. Nobody in the whole room. I wouldn't have said it either, but that's what he says. Lo asa klum means lo asa v'tikaroi. I don't know. When I was taught Hebrew, and some of the Lashkar didn't do anything. But this is the Aruch HaShulchan said. The fruit, if you give. Now the Shach, here in Sifkot and Gimel, quotes the Rav, and that Ramon, Shinei Namake, Afilu inicha kore adelos ksher b'dievet, kemashu b'tur, chenir dat the Rav. Some claim the Rav, the Ramon never meant that. The Ramon only meant to be mashu b'dievet, not some of Tavach, some of... Ubisefer Madane Melech. Who's the Madane Melech? Rabbi Shaim, we've been through this a few times. Who's the Madane Melech? Madane Yontif. So why did he change his name? Tell you the story? What do you say? The Madane Yontif was written by the famous Tosfos Yontif. But Yontif Lippman Heller, one of the Gedolei Hador of the 17th century. As preposterous as it may seem to us, one of his opponents went to the governmental authorities and said, this man is rebelling against the kingdom. Rebelling against the king? Huh? What? He called his book Madane Melech. He considered himself to be a king. You know what's going on? He's a king and he's rebelling against your highness. So believe it or not, in those days they took it, they were anti-Semitic enough, but they believed it. So they changed the name of the sefer to the Madane Yontif, the name of Yontif. They had another sefer he wrote in the song called the Divrei Chamudos. So once he changed it it used to be called Madane Melech and Lechem Chamudos. So, all about food. Why do you call Madani Melech? Why do you call Madani Melech? His name was Yontif. Why do you call Madani Melech? You know the reason why? The Pasuk and Chumash. The parish goes on what sefer? Come on, guys. What's it going on? The Rosh. Osher Shmeino Lachmo. Hu Yitain Madani Melech. It was a cute name. He didn't want to bring attention to himself. On the contrary, he just wanted to bring glory to the place, to the God of Ador, the Rosh, about who his Savior was writing. He called him Madani Melech. There's the Rabbeinu Osher. And Shmein Alach was he called the Lechem Chamudos. Once he changed it from Lechem Chamudos to Divrei Chamudos. I'm telling you it's all for a reason. Because you look at the Shach, he goes to Madane Melech, who's that? You'll see Lamed Ches. Who's that? Who's Lamed Ches? Lechem Chamudos and Shinano is Divrei Chamudos. This could happen to you all the time, so I'm giving you a little bit of historical background to know how to find things. Okay, back. So what did he say? Open up. Open up to the back. Come on. Look at the Madane, what we call the Madane Yontif. Referring to a case where you're afraid of the Goyim. Where is that? Is it in the Madane Yontif or is it in the Divrei Chamudos? Here it is. It's in Divrei Chamudos, Tez Zayin. Very end. He goes through the whole sugya back and forth that the Rami, it's a Mordechai Yaffa, the Levush, says that the Rebbe, the Ramon, never meant to be Machshir it. He's only Machshir other things. But the last line he says, L'chein Ereli, the Sovik Adas Atur, the Ramal Zak Atur, against the Levush, they live so by Chori Adela. Silkach Nirali, Tahani Batam Apsukim Berechol Va'oltek Achovim, Umenicha Bepneikem Bezuz Zachori Adela, Yesh Tam Amisha Yismoku. In the front door, you put it in the behind the door, so the Dwayne shouldn't steal it, or shouldn't fight with you, or shouldn't get angry, they'll burn the house, or they can do anything. Yesh Tam Amisha Yismoku. The basis for it. Basis for it. Now, let me ask you an interesting question about this. It happened to me. I lived in Washington Heights many years ago, before the YU apartment. So it was a house which was inhabited primarily by Goyim. I put a mezuzah up, like any good Jew, and it was taken down. Took it down. So, my recollection, well, it's been many years, is that I put it up again inside the door. But, inside the door in the halal. So I want to know. So when the Torah says Yontem, he lived in the Goyim who gave him Torah. And they couldn't put the mezuzah outside the door. Could think they found a place in the halal inside the door. Or was it a technical reason they couldn't put it there? I'm asking for a reason. We found a way to put it inside the door. Do it our doors. I don't know what they look like. I want to know that maybe the Madan, the Divrei Chamura is held like a Chaim Kanyevsky. But Achori Adelis means even if it's in the Chalal HaPesach. He said the Goyim gave him Tzoros. They had to put it inside, on the inside of the door. But if it was within the Chalal, one of the road posts, such as the Mugayot, that's not called Achori Adelis at all. So what's the problem? F. Shaladayik, maybe. That's not Mukra, but I'm just mentioning it as a Ha'ora. The Nishmas Adam, however, thinks that the Ramon never meant to be Machshis, since the Levush is right. Bottom line is, if you have to do this, don't make a broch. Don't make a broch. A broch is not Machshis. Now let's turn to the Yavah Shulchan Aruch, which you should have the access to, a Pischei Tshuva here, at the very end of Siman Reish Pei Tes. This Katan Yud. Some kind of funny rule. He Efshe the Kboa HaMezuzah B'Roch of Chalal HaPesach. Nira the Kboa HaMezuzah So for some of the Pesach, the Rosh of the Lachson, Yarchik Madi Pesach. He's giving away, what do you do? It's a hard one. If you can't squeeze it in, what do you do? That's the Pesach Shuva, at the corner of the Sefer. When you're the Lord, feel like you have Sevi Yadak Tana, Shehuva, B'Sivkot Nakodim, what does Yadak Tana say? The previous Sivkot, he says, well, if you can't tilt it, which we do, we'll get to that later, you put it straight up. He was against it. Imlo shenitko gloma du mairi b'afilu b'orech yefsha v'aniyach v'alapad. There's no way. There's no way to put it straight up. Even Zokov, you can't fit it in. Can't. It has to stick out somewhere. That's what the Pesach Shuva suggests here in Sivkotan Yud. So what does that mean? So the Sefer Chovas Hadar, it's called Chov Beit, he makes the following comment. He says, this Pischei Tshuva is referring to a case where on the inside, you're on the inside panel, let me call it that way, an inside panel. So an inside panel, so what he says is, what do? You start the bottom, it's closer to the corner, and then as you're going in the top, a little bit away, or let's assume less than a tefach away from the edge of the doorpost. What did he say? Now, wait a minute. If you have a choice, you can't affix the mezuzah on the side. I'm going in Here's the outside, here's the inside, okay? And here's, my hand has three sides. So I can't put it over here for whatever type of a reason. So I can either put it here or put it here. Where's better? Is it better to put it, let's make here. A, B, C. Everyone got it? A, B, C. So where's the best place to put the mezuzah? What? B. Can't do it. Technically, we can't do it. I can give you a case where you can't do it. You know what you can't do it? They're one of those swinging doors. They just knock everything off. Can't do it. It's a serious problem. You can't do it. The swing doors gonna knock the mezuzah down. Knocks everything down. So can't do it on B where I'm supposed to do it. Am I better off doing it on A or better off doing it on C? Halakhically, what am I better off? A, correct. Because A just lacks Chalal Pesach, but it's not a Chori Adela. C is even called a Chori Adela. That's the Pchaim Kinesis no Mahalach. As we mentioned before, it's much worse here than here. The Chayalim says the Pesach is the same thing. This is worse than this. So the fact that the Pesach Chu is referring to a case of Tia Chor Sadar, that I'm doing it like this, and on this side, as the Mezuzah starts, look here, on the bottom, right by the corner, so my hand's not, there's not corners, but something else is angular. Okay? I should be doing it here, but I can't do it here either. I have to do it here. So it starts right over here. This is up at the top third, like this, and going on an angle this way. Angling out this way. So the chomas are down. You see, you follow me? See, it's the angle this way. But if we're here, you can't see. But if we're here, it's only transparent. If we're here, you guys can see, it's not what I'm doing. If it were here, instead of going this way, it should go this way. You see what I'm doing? This way, this angle. What I think Yechomas are saying is that we make believe for these purposes that the whole thing is flattened out. Instead of being three-sided, we make believe as if it were, as if, or in our imagination, one-sided. And you always angle in. So if you're on the outside, we call A, you're angling this way. And if you're on the inside, you're angling this way. That's why I understand the Chomer Zadar, Os, Heorah, or Sipkotten, Chav Beis. Look carefully, you'll see, I think that's what he's driving at. Fine. Fine, 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 fine. Fine. The Orach HaShulchan has another Wapa Kula. Unbelievable Kula. And it's based on the Lashon of the Ramah, and the beautiful pictures about it in the Sefer Pitzchei Shorim, great pictures. And I'm not good at art, you're going to look it up there. The Ramah's Lashon, you recall, was he had four words, we didn't know where it came from, I still know where it came from. But I'll read it to you anyway. Vimshina in a market, that's the way I understand the Torah. Uvilvad shi'anichena b'mezuzo atzmo. What do those four words mean? That was my, I don't have to get up again, I already showed you before. Mezuzo atzmo would be the wood, the funny colored wood, light colored wood, which we'll consider to be part of the mezuzah, part of what we call the Tzuras HaPesach, part of the Kona Mikan, the Kona Mikan, the Kona Gabayim. So that wood is called the mezuzah atzma. If someone would hang, if someone would put the mezuzah where that jacket is hanging, see what it is, that jacket is hanging right there? With the three buttons on the gold buttons on the sleeve. If someone put the mezuzah there, on the actual wall, which is the same color walls we have all around the whole Beis Medrash, that's no good. In other words, even though both are not in the halal, and both might even be considered a chori adalas if you were on the other side, over here. Here we go. In this case, there is no mezuzah. The wood doesn't face in at all. It's a bad example. Let's go with that example again. If it's on the wood, facing out or in, any side of that light-colored wood, that's good. But on the dark-colored wood, which is the color that's the arc, you know, the stripe going down, which is the pattern for the entire Beis Medrash, that's no good. Now, let me ask you, is it machlokes? Is it Rambam in the Torah? Is it not machlokes? Everyone says, is it machlokes? So the Aruch HaShulchan is assuming, yeah, the machlokes is about the regular pattern. You have a mezuzah, and you put a mezuzah, what we call a mezuzah, not on the doorpost, not any part of the doorpost, on the wall, beautiful pictures about it over here, it's on the wall. If you put it on the wall, nothing. Says the Rambam. The tour is like an impression of Chashuvah. The tour would be master even that. But the Rambam is saying that we don't follow the tour all the way. We follow the tour only if you put the mezuzah, you affix the mezuzah onto the doorpost itself, but on the wrong side of the doorpost. Instead of the halal, you put it facing in or even facing out, whatever, out or even in, but the yever, that's good. But if it's on the wall proper, then it's a machlokas, and then we pass it to the Rav Shulchan seems to say to me, if I read it correctly, in Simon, excuse me, Reish Pei Tes, if you Gimel, and Yud Dalet. More than that. The Sefer called Mikdash Ma'at, the father of the Daat Kadosh. He says like this. He says that the Gemara has a shear of tefach. So the Gemara, I forgot the Gemara yet. A tefach, it has to be within the tefach of the chalal. If you borrow in more than a tefach, it's already in left field. It's nothing to do with the doorway. It's no good. You saw the Gemara? You saw the Rishonim? Yeah. So the Mikdash Ma'at suggests that sheer tefach only applies to the wall proper. What they have in Yerushalayim, Eretz Kodesh, but they have these, look at the shamans of the city itself, some of them. Mamish walls, this big rocks, and then it just was an opening. So you borrow in more than a tefach, so you're in New York already, you're not in Yerushalayim, you're not so far away. But, claims the Mikdash Ma'at, look at this convoluted through a tefach of it, that so many different pieces, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we say, I say, all those four, that's all part of the doorpost. Only at the stage 5, which is the general pattern going into the going down, that's already considered the wall. So the Mikdash Ma'at claims that the Shia Tefach was ever said, so you would borrow a hole into all those four layers, which is clearly more than a Tefach. You go two Tefachim in, and you put the mezuzah there, it would be kosher. Al-Derech Aruch HaShulchan, not exactly the same halacha, but along those lines. It's a special segula to the physical doorpost, even though it's not adjacent to the chalal, to the passageway, but it's further in. That's what's common to the Aruch HaShulchan and the Sefer Mikdash Ma'at. It seems to me that other posts disagree with Aruch HaShulchan and claim that there are at least some posts who maintain that if it's now within the chalal HaPesach, it's ma'ake. Well, the Gemara doesn't use the word mitzvah, but it's arguable that they would agree, they would say, if it's not in the Chalal HaPesach, you're not Yotze at all. Or Chashulchan says that nobody goes that far. As long as it's connected, affixed to the doorpost itself, even in the wrong angle, he claims that everyone would say that it's good, at least, b'di'evet. That's the Chashulchan claim, and it's a big Kiddush. It's a big Kiddush. Let's get a look at the Rambam's Lashon. Perek Vav Halacha Yudeis. Have it right. Heichem Kovin is a mezuzah, betol chalal shal pesach, etc. Doesn't say anything about being possible with the evidence. Can't tell. Okay. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's bar. Now the question. Is this mezuzah in the right place? And I'm about to make another on-site inspection.
Door, it's rushing every time it goes. So that there will be no door. When I put the little bit here, what? So then tomorrow, half of my summer, the super hour, the other part, what should I put it here? The back of the, there are bonds that you put it here, you will cut them, but you can't put it in the door. There will be no door. Should I put it here, should I put it here? What are you there about? Huh? Here, I don't know. The both parts stand up. Better put it here. But the definition of the halala, that's what they say, is all of you walk through. You can't walk through here, but just give it away. God, all the time I have to think of this. You do what you do. Well, we'll put it later, put the door in. What if the door in? Over from here to here. They put all this wood in the way. But that's, you can't walk in. You can't walk through the wood. Therefore, it's not going to be part of the Balabesa. Whereas after that, even now it is going to be the on the equivalent of this. See this over here? The brown, not the look like the color. Now, what if we put it on the other side? Let's put it on the other side. How about some of the wood? Really? Right here? It's gone. It's way down to the same side right here. Put it a little there. That's how it's going to look. Let's go with the wood. The parents did it, what's the same? This is the way. It's like you can't walk through it. It's not considered part of the halal. Now if they're open to some of these, and common houses even have, including they have, you know, what? It's sort of jumped out a little bit in the middle somewhere. Jumped in the middle, so you have a choice. You just put the tap on top of the foot, or you put on a thing that's jumped out. The most possible day, you put it where it jumped out. That's what the paper called the Hadar says, and I think the others have it. That's what we have passed in Allah Kula Maisa. Yes, we have. Very good question. How do you put very good question. So the answer is that the boundary we can no longer walk through is the edge of the stone. And they had no way to put to fix them. They didn't have crazy glue. So what they did is Sid was unreliable. It wasn't always worked as we go to Sid. But they had no choice but to burrow within a tefach of that edge. Okay? But over here, the truth is that, you know, you have all kinds of choices. You can put this anywhere. We choose to put it at the narrowest point, at the narrowest point of the entranceway. Because the narrowest point of the entranceway, that's the place which is considered to be the Halal HaPesach. Everything else would be a little bit behind or in front of what's considered the actual Halal. Halal is where you can walk through the Pashtun. The Pashtun. Now, what do you do therefore? Here's I have no solution. And so there's far no solution. I'm trying to give you a case. We have it over here. We've seen it. We have doors which I will recall. We have it here in camp. Where would you know it? How to describe this? Show you the picture. That's what they even call it. Are they? Some of them have, and they have in some shuls have it. They have a room which they sometimes is divided into two rooms, and some of them open up. That's like a kind of a, looks like a accordion door, is that right word that they use for it? Accordion door? Accordion, the bonding, that's what I do that somewhere. They used to have accordions to go like in and out, you know, before the keyboard, you know what accordion is? So yeah, they still have a few lying around. But I just call it accordion doors. Sometimes there's so much material in the accordion door, like I think in the bonding, you can't get it for less than a tefa. No matter how much you squeeze it, it'll take up more than a tefa. Right? Let's assume on the right side in, as the accordion door materials. Where are you going to put the mezuzah? Where are you going to put it? You put it on the doorpost on the side. You can't walk through there. The halal doesn't go there because it's blocked off by the accordion door, which its mass takes up more than a tefah. So you put it there. It's already hamika yosu mitzvah. It's a question. It's no good. To put it on the door itself? Nah. You can't put a mezuzah on the door. So he quotes one of Chachma Yerushalayim, Chov Asar,
what's one of Chachma Yerushalayim who said, there's no doorpost on the right side. Because the doorpost that we call is not on the right side. That's a foot beyond the right side. And the accordion door itself is only called a door. It's not called a doorpost. So man, you're a putter. That's what he say, close to Yeshua, you're a putter. That's what the Kovac does. He's not sure what to do with it. I'm putter, not honest. There's no doorpost on the right side. No doorpost, you're a putter. They're not honest. You don't have to put up a doorpost on Mizzou if there's There's no Konami Khan. Echad Chachma Yerushalayim suggests, even the Pesach Yeshar written in Brooklyn says that he thinks that if you're going to put it on the, you're not going to put it on the accordion door, if you're going to put it on the doorpost, Sarach Yenem Yavarech. He also says he's nervous, he really should, so you can't put it there. So I don't know, maybe it's Hakapot. Only one thing, the Chovah Sadai seems to equate a sliding door with an accordion door. Many people have private homes and they have sliding doors and half never open. It's either jammed in either with a nail or with a screw or never open. Only half open. You ever familiar with that? Half open, half stays still. You ever seen that? This one? Never saw it. Where do you guys live? Where do you live? Lawrence? You're honest in Lawrence? Hard to believe. I spent a little time there recently. It's hard to believe that they don't have a sliding door anywhere in London. Okay, maybe. That's something, whatever. So the Chovah Sadai seems to equate sliding doors with accordion doors. But the idea that it's not so. So the sliding door, which is jammed, manasha. If it opens, if they both open, it opens. Sometimes it can open either one. Either open the left or open the right. It's going to slide along the gutter. Then you put on the right doorpost, obviously. But if the right one never opened, never, and it's nailed in for security reasons, or it's screwed in, or nailed in, or jammed in, but it never ever opened according to the present situation, then I would say, by passing the halacha, people that even in the community such as Riverdale, we have sliding doors. So I tell people who have sliding doors, they should put the mezuzah on the door, on the side of the door which is closest to the sliding part, or the stationary part. When the board is on the sliding part, there is, you put on the door facing the part that slides. You all follow me? That's considered, that is a doorpost. No, you don't slide. It doesn't, no. Because the sliding doors go on different gutters. One's in front of the other. You put on that one, it can either be in front or behind the other one. It doesn't smash it at all. That's how they the sliding doors work, and that's why I found the Pesach Yeshar and Pasuk that way, sliding doors. He has another interesting picture here. One second. What if you have a doorpost? I'll show the picture. This picture, Kuk Dalet. You have a doorpost, and you have and this beautiful, the noise, beautiful color. Okay. Beautiful columns which are found in the doorway. And some of it could be a case with too thin, you can't walk through. You can't walk through between the side of the wall where the wall ends and where the column is. So he wants to know if you put them in the position, should be considered for a perhaps puzzle. Because that's not a halal, it's not, you can't have 2 inches, you can't walk over here. I would say we should do is, believe it or not, put the mezuzah on the column. We'll discuss later with countertops. Does he even have a wash of the night? Some of the YU apartments. You ever see that? Who's in a YU? Who's in one of those apartments? Anybody? Kicked out, I forgot. Okay. But maybe you once saw they have these countertops which are, you know, let's say 3 feet high. As you put the mezuzah with normally like eye left, shoulder level, you can't walk through there because it's the countertop. I don't know if you know, Rabbi Roblaus will draw your beautiful drawing later. If you haven't been in the Misha Lara, apartment Elu Lara, apartment Elu. Niyama. So there, I would say you're going to put the mezuzah on, believe it or not, on the on the low piece. One of my famous conversation pieces, I tell people in the river that I have this, put it, a mezuzah is like, you know, 2.5 feet high. What are you doing? With a kiddie mezuzah or something like that? But no, the wall is only the part that goes over 3 feet high, that's it. Because the other part you can't walk through. You know what I'm talking about? You have no clue. Look at me like
I guess I should be able to figure out how to draw, how to explain it to you. Okay. Here is the doorway. I'm going to see it. Okay. Hold it, please. Want to hold it, please? And here, you're walking in from right this way. Just over here is like this. To the kitchen. They have some kind of, or something like a sunken living room over there. They have some kind of thing like this. You can't walk through over here. You can't walk through, and it's pretty wide. It could be 3 feet. Can't walk through. Put the mezuzah over here. No good. No, within the halal. You can't walk here. I tell you have to put the mezuzah over here. But since the mezuzah has to be, you know, somewhere around over here, it's very low. But the conversation piece, all the tumult, the rabbi's wrong, he's crazy. You know? So that's one of my things. But you have to put it. We'll get to that later. We should get to that a little bit later. But the same principle. You can't walk through with that part of the halal. Thank you for your help. Okay, we're going to talk a few more matters before we have a minute.
I remind you, tonight we changed the clock, so we'll, we have no problem with minute anymore. Yes? Right. Doesn't make a difference, doesn't matter. Nope, mean there's a time can answer for it, though. It's not really a chore. You can put it there. Okay. We mentioned already today the date of the Tefach HaSamach L'Shutarab, which is found in the Gemara Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the top line. So let's say officially we're now holding on the Lamed Gimel. We already made a little bit of progress. There are two reasons which the Gemara has on Amad Beis for this reason. What are the two reasons?